Welcome to the Heart Matters Podcast with your host, Ibn Leon. Join us as we explore the intricacies of spirituality and self-improvement. Gain a fresh perspective on enhancing your spiritual, emotional, and mental well-being through the fusion of spirituality and self-improvement. Enjoy Ibn's engaging conversations with guests from diverse backgrounds. They share unique perspectives on personal growth and holistic health. From spiritual leaders to relationship experts, entrepreneurs to creatives, each episode delivers knowledge and inspiration. Tune into the Heart Matters Podcast for profound conversations and practical advice, empowering you to live your best life. Chapter 5, Inspiring Stories. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Heart Matters Podcast. I am your host, relationship and spiritual life coach, Lewis Morris. I help the couples and singles navigate their intimate issues from the heart while not overthinking things. Know that the vessel, meaning the heart, can only pour out that which it contains. Therefore, it is upon us to place those things that are good and beneficial into the heart in order to emanate them out into the world and attract those things and those people that will enhance our lives. As I said before, I help the couples heal if healing is needed, the heart, in order to bring the proper energy to the relationship realm so that they can actualize what it is that they want out of a healthy relationship and relate it to the creation so that they can transform themselves and others. I thank you once again for popping in. As always, please like and subscribe to the Heart Matters Podcast so that we can bring this content to more people so that we can rise in the standings on the different podcast sites. Today we're going to be brief and we're going to talk about 5 tips for a happy relationship. One of the things about coaching is that many people think that it is a difficult process to rectify your relationship or to put your heart and mind and body in a position to accept and be open with someone new. But as a coach, I have to stress to them that it is done in small intervals. It's done in increments. It's not, everything is not loaded on you all at one time. This is why there are sessions. You have coaching sessions, you know, because it takes time. And I, based on the knowledge that you give me through the questions that I ask you, I give you bits and pieces in order to correct, rectify, work on, heal from this, like that, in the relationship issues. So today, and again, there are more elements to the things that will make up a happy relationship. There are more elements to it. But again, because everything done is done in increments, I'm just giving you 5 for today. It's not all of them. It's just 5 that you can begin to work with now. if you're in a relationship. And if you're not in a relationship, there are five that you can take note of, excuse me, that you'll be able to work with in the future. So this is what we're going to do. We're just going to deal with these five issues. And as always, if anyone wants to get in touch with me to ask any questions, to make any comments about any of the content or anything that you see and hear, then you can do that by going to Instagram. You can follow me over there and DM me over there, Lewis_Morris_coaching. That's LUIS_MORRIS_coaching. Or you can just go to the website, lewismorriscoaching.com, and there is a contact section in the back where you can leave me comments, questions, or anything of that sort. And also, if you want the one-on-one coaching, when you go to the website, the availability to make a 30-minute free consultation call is there as well. And if you want to do that on Instagram, just DM me and let me know that you would like to schedule a 30-minute free consultation call, and I can send you the link in the Instagram DM for that. So let's get into these five tips on how to have a happy relationship. Now, before we do that, let me explain, because there are people of notoriety, and I've heard some people of notoriety say that you're not meant to be happy in relationships. I don't know where they got that from. I have no idea. I don't know where that thought process has come from. I don't. And I don't understand it, nor do I agree with it. Because you can be. Now, maybe they were thinking that it means that you're always happy in a relationship. Of course, that is not the case. Because you're not always happy in life. It doesn't work that way. Excuse me. As we mentioned before, God has created everything in pairs. He's created everything in pairs. He's created happiness and sadness. He's created joy and pain. This is part of life. Relationships are part of life. However, if you are with a person that you can trust, that you love, that is affectionate and merciful and understanding, even when you go through the rough patches, you know that you can rely on this individual. You know that you can lean on this individual. You know that you can trust this individual. That breeds happiness even during times of tests and trials. It doesn't mean you're going to be happy during that period, but you will have a sense of satisfaction because you have chosen well the person to share your life with. This is what we're talking about here. And there are other elements in order to push the happiness forward when you are not going through these tests and these trials. And these are five of them that we're going to give you today. The first one is, avoid keeping score. What does this mean? Do not mention, do not do the tit for tat. I did this for you. Why don't you do that for me? I did this for you. I did this. Why are you not doing that? This is not good. One of the ways to cure that is to give with the intentions to please God. Give with the intentions to make the relationship better. There's no contradiction between those two. Intention, you can have more than one intention in your heart, because intention is in the heart, by the way. It's in the heart. You can have more than one intention when doing actions. So those should be the intentions, that you're doing it to please God, because this is the partner that He has chosen for you to spend your time and your life with. And you're doing it in order to make the relationship between you two better. If you give and share and are generous and affectionate with those two intentions in mind and heart, you're easy for you to avoid keeping score. Easy for you to avoid that, because you're trying to accomplish something bigger than that. So that's the number one tip. Avoid keeping score. Second tip. Let the small matters go. My goodness. Listen. This is one of the reasons why I'm consistently stressing the importance of knowing relationship boundaries. Because once you know those, everything else that you two see from one another or hear from one another that you don't like fits into one of two categories. Either it is something you can negotiate, or something you can be patient with. That's it. You talk about the matter, because it might not be that small, and you negotiate and you work out a resolution that both of you can be happy with, or you just overlook it totally. And I'm going to give you an example. And I've given this example on many occasions. I'm going to give you an example from my own life. There was a woman that I was courting about 5 years ago. And she would come over to the house. And in the bathroom, I have towels for decoration. And I have towels to dry your hands with. So I put the towel to dry your hands with in a certain place. And I put the towel for decoration in another place. So I noticed one day that every time she went to the bathroom and used the bathroom and washed her hands, she would use the decorative towel. So I said to her, I said, listen, honey, baby, could you know, this towel over here I use for wiping hands and stuff like this. This towel over here is for decoration. Could you use this towel? She said yes. But yet still, whenever she went to the bathroom, she would use the towel for decoration. I didn't say anything. I let it go. Why? It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. It's small. Let it go. I didn't even mention it to her again. It wasn't worth mentioning again. I mentioned it. She didn't do it. No problem. It might have been her just testing me. You know, but it doesn't matter. It wasn't a big deal. Okay, let it go. Let it go. No need to talk about it. do not dwell on these small issues like that. Let them go. It makes for a happier relationship. Number three, give your partner privacy. Let me stop here for a second. If your partner, the person that you're with, has shown you, not told you, it is just as Maya Angelou said, if a person shows you who they are, then believe them. So if your partner has shown you that he or she can be trusted, do not spy on them. Do not invade their privacy. Do not go through their phone. Do not. If they've shown you that they can be trusted, don't do that. Now, if an incident or something comes up that warrants some concern, the first course of action that I recommend all the time, publicly and privately, is that you talk with your partner first. Have a conversation first, face to face, by the way. Not over the phone. Body language is a real thing. If something comes up that warrants some suspicion, talk to your partner. Don't assume. Don't make assumptions and start going through your partner's things. Don't do that. Have a conversation. Listen, honey, you know, I saw this, or I observed that, or I heard this. What was going on there? This is another thing. Don't be afraid to have tough conversations with your significant other. If you're in that space, get out of that. Get out of that. The only way you're going to be happy and grow as a couple is if you have those conversations and you become comfortable with being uncomfortable. I've given a talk about this. I talked about this. I've written about this. This is crucial. You must be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Meaning, you cannot shy away from difficult conversations. You can't. And grow in a relationship. No. That's not going to work. Talk to your partner before you start violating their privacy. Don't just do that. Have a conversation. Now, if things continue, and you need to find out, because you do need to find out if something is going on where the trust has been violated, that's another matter. That's something else. Number four, address, and I just mentioned this, address behaviors. Talk. Address things. It is better that if one of you is in the habit of being sloppy and untidy, or whatever the case might be, bring that up. Listen, honey, you know, I noticed that you always leaving the dishes in the sink. What is this? What's going on here? Why are you doing that? What is this about? Talk about it. Bring it up. And understand something. Just because you bring these things up don't mean you have to be rude and crass. You don't. No, you just be, listen, honey, you know, I noticed that, you know, every time, you know, you take your clothes off, you just throw them all over the place. What is this about? You know, don't we want to have a clean and tidy house? I mean, so why are we doing this? Talk. Now you say, okay, well, what does that have to do with happiness? Everything. Because you two have to cooperate in a relationship. It's like you two are on a vessel together. Sometime the water and the sailing is smooth. Sun is out. Skies are blue. Water's calm. And you're just sailing along. And other times, gets a little rocky. You have to learn how to relate to one another in order to keep the ship afloat. In order to reach your destination safely. You have to learn to negotiate. Who's going to deal with the sails? Who's going to have the steering? You got to negotiate. Okay, if you're throwing your clothes around and leaving dishes in the sink like this, what's going on here? I thought we wanted a clean and tidy home. Talk. Address these issues. Because in order to have a happy, cohesive, lasting relationship, you have to navigate these issues properly. And last but not least, plan regular dates. It don't have to be at night. I hear a lot of people in the relationship space talking about date night. They don't have to be at night. They don't have to be at night. You plan dates in the daytime. It doesn't matter, but plan them. Picnics, walks in the park, meeting at the hotel, going on a trip together, even if it's just up the road, you know, to an inn or something like that, you know, a bed and breakfast, you know, Airbnb, you know, plan these things and do them, because these dates, they keep you connected to one another intimately. They keep you connected to one another's heart. Because when you're living your life and you're going through these things, and there's work, there's the kids, there's bills, that you get pulled in different directions, and you're not connected like that anymore. Dates cure that. Dates are an opportunity for you to reconnect your hearts, not just your bodies, no, but your hearts, because that is where the love is. The love, the affection, the mercy, the understanding, the trust is in here. The more it is rooted, and the more it grows, it manifests itself outwardly. But this is where it is. Dates reconnect you to your partner's heart. Plan them. And go on them. Regularly. This is part of making a happy relationship. Let's review. First one was avoid keeping score. Second, letting small matters go. The third, don't violate your partner's privacy. Fourth, address behaviors, talk. And fifth, plan and go on dates regularly. These are the five tips that I wanted to give you today on how to have a happy relationship. Once again, I thank you guys for supporting the Heart Matters podcast. And please like, share, follow, and subscribe to the Heart Matters so that we can raise our stature on the different podcast platforms so that we can bring this information to more people and widen our reach. If you want to get in touch with me, you can get in touch with me via Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all available. Lewis Morris Coaching or Lewis Life Coach and Twitter and Pinterest and like this. You can get in touch with me in any of those spaces, or you can just go to the website, which is lewismorriscoaching.com. And there's a contact section in the back if you want to get in touch with me there as well. A note, I have the love cultivation course. I put it on Gumroad yesterday. I'm going to attach the link to my link tree so that if you want to get the love cultivation course, it is not only available on my Patreon page now, it is also available on Gumroad. So you'll be able to get it over there. Six videos, including the introduction, talking about everything from establishing boundaries to relationship communication. So if you want to get the love cultivation course, I will make that available by the time this podcast airs on my link tree, and you'll be able to go over there and get it. Also, please go to the website and get the freebies. They are available. They're on the website like this. So please go over there and get those. I am also planning on doing the reading of the Patterns of the Power Couple. I'm going to do it on the Wisdom app and on Clubhouse. I'm going to do it in both places. I believe I'm going to start this week. I'll probably start this week, and it will be in the afternoon. It won't be in the morning. I did a treatise on cultivating manhood in the morning on the Wisdom app. It was the only time that I had available the last couple of weeks, you know, to be on the apps because I had other things going on in the afternoon. But my schedule for beginning this week and I believe next week will be a little tighter in the morning and more flexible in the afternoon. So I'm going to start the reading and explanation, because when I read these works, I always get into extra explanation about, you know, what I wrote and why I wrote it. So I'm going to start the readings of the Patterns of the Power Couple sometime this week, probably Thursday or Friday, on the Wisdom app and on Clubhouse. So if you want to come over there and join me for those, that would be much appreciated. Once again, I thank you guys for all of your support, and I will speak to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Heart Matters podcast. For relationship, spiritual, coaching, and resources, go to the Heart Matters brand link tree, which is linktr.ee/LOUISMORRIS. That's linktr.ee/LOUISMORRIS. And we will see you again soon.